You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Happy Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. You're indeed in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the roll call. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Natatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos with the fantastic haircut. Now, also with the Houston Astros sweater.
Yeah.
It's like an ambassador.
In the vibe. I feel like I'm not doing enough to get in the holiday move, as you mentioned, courtesy of your advent calendar. 10 days.
Nine.
My bad. Yeah. Can't do math.
Nine.
But 9 days to Christmas, man. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. What Christmas for me as a basketball fan felt like it came early yesterday, though.
That was a hell of a game.
We're going to talk about that here in a moment. Get involved with the program as we always want you to do. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Also, appreciation to the Mokira Minju Lawyers for the live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Yeah, man, what a fantastic basketball game we were treated to. Hopefully, you didn't have to get up too early for work and you were able to actually indulge and stay up. Unfortunately, it didn't go the Rockets' way at the very end, 128-125 in overtime on the road at Elevation against Denver. But I don't think we're going to be talking about Elevation in this. The question I asked off top so that we can litigate this.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Rockets get robbed by refs in this one?
Maybe.
That's not decisive.
That's my answer. It cost them. I don't know if it cost them the game or I don't know if we're necessarily focusing too much on that. And the first 99 times I watched that, I thought it was a bad call. And then I kept watching that one.
You have an instance where Tim Hardaway Jr. is trying to, you know, raise up the floor, come up to take the or grab the inbound pass. And the call is that Amen Thompson tripped him with a kick and that he went to the floor. I think a number of replays, if you're watching it on the Peacock stream, you would have seen it. Well, it felt like there was nothing there that he just clicked his heels as he was going down. And so he tripped over his own foot. I think somewhere on the Altitude Sports stream, which of course is the Denver
stream.
There is the slightest bit of contact.
Yeah, but his foot kind of buckled as the contact was happening.
With Amen Thompson's foot and Tim Hardaway Jr.'s foot that seemingly may have kicked off the events that led to him tripping over. It felt like it was minuscule, and we've seen the word like minuscule or whatever, something similar, a lot in these last 2 minute reports from refs. They decide to maintain that as a foul. They do not overturn it. That ends up being one of quite a few that I would describe as bad calls in this game. But that one ends up being very consequential in a loss there.
Yeah, it was. And Ime Udoka, and you'll hear about him at the question of the day if you haven't already heard that. He went absolutely – he got his money's worth.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think – it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck. So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent calls. And I'm sure we should have got a few more texts.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
What was that, five different ways that he ripped the officials? In every imaginable way, he said he torched the officials. The fine is coming, and he got his money's worth.
That's about as direct as I've seen a ref, or rather a coach, go at a ref. Not a ref, actually, too specific, right? Mm-hmm. The crew of three.
And
like,
the third.
Two of them shouldn't have been on the floor, and the third one was starstruck. And I mean,
he had all the catchwords, you know, inconsistent. We're going to be ourselves no matter how bad they are.
Yeah.
All of it.
And what's, from my perspective, I ain't too mad at him. Like, he seems to have a fine, I don't know, bank. Mm-hmm. He has like a amount of money set aside for that, apparently, because he went in with that on his heart, his spirit, some would say. And I don't think he was wrong. Like, I think that there was a number of calls in this game that made it look like this was a amateur hour game. And you don't even have to go to the perspective of they were hunting the Rockets or whatever. They're all the way across this game. It was poorly officiated. It's one of those things that we're seeing a lot in sports. I was texting B. Scott during the course of this game, and I texted him at one point. I didn't know Ime was still in the business of taking technicals with his players when Alperen Şengün gets a technical for arguing what was very reasonably a foul on him that was not called. Ime comes up behind him and gets a technical as well. And it feels like Ime hasn't been doing that as much. We know he could be a little bit of a hothead. Mm-hmm. I'm honestly looking for the line to maybe bet on Ime Udoka being goaded into punching somebody at some point. I think it's a plausible thing. But jokes aside, like, we know that he can be that guy, but he hadn't really done that nearly as much this year. It feels like that hadn't been in his MO, and it came out, and I feel like for good reason. This felt like a really roughly officiated game. I'm not willing to say, or maybe I just don't want to get to this place where that's a portion of this that I talk about, because this was a fantastic game outside of the officiating, John Lopez.
Two triple doubles from Şengün and Jokic, and really good play down the stretch. Durant did his thing as well. It was a really good game. It was a badly officiated game. We know that.
Can I press pause real quick for you? Because you mentioned that there was two triple-doubles. This is the first time in NBA history that two centers had triple-doubles in the same game.
Yeah, I saw that. And officiating cost them. But and I know you were looking at this. You were watching this game closely. Down the stretch and in overtime, was that because of the bad call? I don't think it was just carryover. And I started kind of looking at this. You know, some of the things that it's not like it was masking bigger problems. We've talked about some of the things that the Rockets need to do better, but I did look this up in what the NBA calls, quote, clutch games. In other words, within 5 points in the last, I think, minute and a half, 2 minutes, whatever it is, the Rockets are now 6-6.
Yeah.
They're 6-6 in what the NBA deems as clutch games.
Which is within five over the last, what, two to 5 minutes, somewhere in there. I can't recall exactly.
Yeah, I think it's 5 minutes to, you know.
Within five.
Yeah, points. 2 minutes within 5 points. And that ranks like 19th in the NBA. So, yes, horrible call. Maybe cost them the game. Who knows, you know, what happens, you know, with the butterfly effect if that call is not made. But down the stretch, they had some big mistakes. Şengün and Durant had, I believe, 9 total turnovers. 5 of them came in the fourth quarter in overtime. That to me was one of the things that really cost them down the stretch after the call.
Yeah. I thought that there was a few things that came to mind. One of those is thinking about the two-man game that was happening on the other side. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, this is not a Denver Nuggets station. It will never be. And the only reason I bring this up is to bring it back to the Rockets. But watching the two-man game, the well-established two-man game of Nikola Jokic, a multi-time, was a three-time MVP in this league.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray, who, interestingly enough, has not had an all-star appearance to his name, but he is constantly a dude who has these kind of moments, especially late in games. We've seen him have a number of 50-point games in his career. Those two dudes,
they are really good at playing off of each other, and they've had that over time. So it's not just individually that they can get their buckets, because they can. How many times did you see Nikola Jokic just raise up? Well, raise up is funny because he's not elevating off the floor.
Raise up enough.
But yes, pull the ball up and just shoot over a defender and knock it down for three. I was like, the audacity of this dude half of the time. But even then, like, they have two-man game down the stretch that create that puts an undue amount of stretch on the defense.
Yes.
I thought down the stretch, what you saw was a team in the Rockets that doesn't have that next level of in-game thing. Mm-hmm. They could get the ball to Şengün and let him go to work, and that is fantastic. I almost cussed there. That really is absolutely fantastic watching him do that. Mm-hmm. There's not the additional level of, I'm going to make you have to choose in this moment because there's a secondary option at the same time. Even if you look at Kevin Durant, a lot of those instances are Kevin Durant getting busy, or even if they have an action, it's a screen and roll to get a matchup to then go to an isolation moment or something of that effect. I think that was one of the things that shown to me. I don't know if you saw it in the similar way.
Well, beyond that, yes, but beyond that, you know, you're almost in a catch-22 here because you want the ball in Şengün's and Durant's hands, but that leads to maybe some turnovers, some sloppy plays, some slow actions getting into, you know, getting into your offense or whatever. You know, obviously, Amen had a good game last night, you know, and I think Reed, you know, Shepherd had a good game last night. But because you're getting the ball into those two dudes' hands the most down the stretch, that's not really sort of lifting your offense the way it should be, you know, so, and it leads to what you're talking about.
Yeah, and I also, like, the final play was...
But you got to have the ball in their hands.
100%. Yeah. And then you mentioned turnovers. I think also that showed up is... You saw a team that knew the particular weakness that this that this Rockets team has right now, which is, you know, when they're passing the basketball, they can be susceptible with some of the passing,
right?
Because of the lack of having that creator in that moment. So I thought that this was one of those things where it continues to illuminate one of the things that I'm not trying to purport as like a big issue with this Rockets team, because they can hang. That's what we've noticed even from both of these games versus the Nuggets. They can hang. It's the closing out. And it's a lot of these top teams in the league where the closing out ends up looking a little funny in the lights.
Well, Texter says the same thing. It feels right now like we can hang with the elite teams, but taking them to overtime and closing it out, we need to work on that. That's exactly what I was left with. It was a horrible call. It was a bad call. It might have cost them the game.
Sure.
But I think you got a real look at against an elite Western Conference team at what could maybe be one of the things that hinders the Rockets.
And one of the things that I loved from Alperen Şengün, because, again – as he was getting that technical, I was like, man, he be whining a lot, but he's right in this instance.
No, he was right. Yeah.
I also loved on the backside when, you know, after the game, he's asked about this, Alperen. He's asked about, like, do you feel like, you know, Jokic over there because he's, you know, or the calls were not even. He was like, yeah, that dude's a three-time MVP. I understand why, like, his star is going to get him a little bit of that. I'll get there. And I think I appreciate that he has that understanding of where the game is, and he's not, I guess, not complaining in that moment.
Yeah.
Now, even then, it is still pointing to a seeming imbalance of the officiating, and I think that I don't want to shy away from that. I don't want it to sound like, oh, here comes Reggie trying to, you know, mitigate or, you know, push to the side the issues with the referees. That's clearly becoming more and
it's
more of a
thing. It's two different things going on.
But I think that there's going to be instances where you continue to be one of the newer teams in this in this space of being real contenders in the league. And it's reasonable to think that this is something that could happen to you again. It's happened to you a few times. A lot of Rockets fans, you know, tell it that there's been times where it hasn't felt all that even. And this is where the old high school or even youth sports coach comes in, where it's like you have to play through the refs in this instance. So finding ways to win even in those circumstances, I think that that's going to be the next growth point for this Rockets team.
Yeah.
Very. But still, there was a lot to love in this basketball game. I think we'll have opportunities to talk a little bit more about it. And that might have been the best game of the season. I know that they were saying on Peacock it's probably the best one that they've had to this point. And these are the ones that I think are going to tell us a lot about this Rockets team with what the stated goals are, which is trying to win a championship. This ain't just winning, you know, being number two in the West. And these are the types of games that'll force you to grow. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Tuesday here. Coming up next, we talked about C.J. Stroud buying in and making this offense better. How has Nick Haley and the offensive staff maybe unlocked the secret to buy-in? Let's talk about that next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Tuesday to you, John Lopez, Reginald Latitude, Figgy Fig, and you hanging out here, on, like I said, on a Tuesday. Fair points being made on the text line and the YouTube about how it's obviously not just that last call or, call. I was going to say no call, but it probably should have been a no call, at least in the estimation of everybody in the city of Houston. But there was a number of calls in that fourth quarter, late in that fourth quarter, or no calls even, where on one side of the court where the Nuggets are playing defense, they're allowed to use their arms, arm bar a little bit, be a little bit more physical and not receive fouls. And then something goes a little more ticky-tack on the other side that allows the Nuggets to play from ahead. Yeah, you take a little bit longer look in that game, and specifically in that fourth quarter, there were instances where it slid the other way, and I'm not trying to both sides this because I do think that this was really bad, and honestly, it ultimately hurt the Rockets in this game. I think that when we start talking about officiating, I've got a bigger gripe to pick with the entirety of the NBA that I don't think we have time for in that moment. But I thought it was a really good game that was overshadowed by officiating, unfortunately.
That's ultimately what it was. It was overshadowed, and it's not uncommon in today's NBA.
Yeah. So we'll return to that game. I thought there were some more interesting things. We were just having a conversation about Jabari and his shot diet, how it's progressing, the ways in which he continues to look like a light KD light of sorts. There's a lot of things that I thought were borne out by that national TV game for your Rockets. But we continue to see the Texans' six-game win streak. They continue to get better and better. And I'm looking at Stephen's A-list, and the Texans are up there as a top-five team in the league. And I imagine some of that is encouraged by the offense showing up a little bit, particularly in this game. But of late, right, you beat the Kansas City Chiefs, and your offense is able to show up enough. And in this game, they even show up better against the Cardinals. And it feels like, at least in our estimation, CJ Stroud is feeling like he's having more ownership and feeling more at home in this offense. What has Nick Kalen, the offensive staff, done to help facilitate that?
Yeah, you look at this and you dig in and you go back and you put the pieces together. Remember, I forget exactly which week it was, but D'Amico Ryans flat out said, and we talked about it, everybody did, we have to change some things on offense. Remember?
Yeah.
I was under the impression that that meant personnel more than, you know, scheme and approach and philosophy. But now it's becoming more and more clear. And this is huge credit you have to give, which we weren't going to do by any stretch earlier in the season, to Nick Caley, Ben McDaniels, and Gerard Johnson. The change, and there's some, you know, data points, statistics, and obviously eye test type stuff that'll back this up. They've changed their entire, I say entire, it kind of is, their entire passing game approach. And how many times, and you and I were kind of talking about this a little bit before the show, but how many times when C.J. Stroud looked flustered, looked, you know, the body language thing that we talked about a lot, was going back in the pocket and, you know, just really, you know, making a lot of mistakes. How many times was that because of the routes that were being called and run? Now you kind of have some information that backs that up. You know, you've mentioned a lot of times that they like to run the stick routes.
Yeah.
And verticals, however you want to put that. That's really just been since C.J. Stroud has come back. In fact, before C.J. Stroud got his concussion, his yards per attempt was 6.5. In the three games that he's played since then, it's 7.8. It's damn near 8 yards per attempt. That's not just buying in. It is, but it's not just, oh, I'm buying into what you're shoveling here, so to speak. No, they changed their passing game, you know, and not to get too in the weeds, that's Clint Sterner's job, that's quarterback guru jobs, that's all 11 guys' jobs that watch this. But you can see,
my man's only watched one half of the field. He said all 11. You got to watch all 22.
All 11, all 22, whatever, however you want to call it. But you can see it even with the naked eye. Like, you know, a lot of people call them stick routes, you know, comebackers, whatever you want to say. Hitches is what I meant to say. Whenever he was having frustration, they were calling a lot more hitches. You know, is what I call it.
Sure.
And when you call a hitch route for whatever the receiver is, the defender immediately has the advantage if the play breaks down.
Yeah, you're sitting down, and that is the end point of the route for the most part. Maybe you float a little bit after that, but no, yeah, that's the end point. Now you're static.
Yeah.
You're static. You're not moving. I know where you are. Yeah. I can not necessarily take my eyes off of you, mm-hmm, but I have a general feeling as opposed to a player in motion.
And you're also kind of cutting the field in half, because if he goes to one side of the field and there's a hitch route right in front of him or a couple or whatever, the whole other side of the field, you have no shot, and nor do you want to throw the ball over there. So the defender has the advantage. But when you start running more verticals and more, you know, crossing routes, et cetera, and the play breaks down, the receiver has the advantage, because that's the old school run to the quarterback, you know, run across the field, you know, show them your numbers, all that stuff, and you have more opportunity to make a play. If you go back and look at some of the plays of the Kansas City game, those third downs that were big, the Dalton Schultz touchdown in this last game, those were crossers. Every single one of them was a play that broke down that were crossers. So basically, the big change, that we got to change some things that D'Amico was talking about, it was like our pass plays have to change. And that's what I'm saying in terms of, you know, you got to give them credit here.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And that's one of the things that we talked about a little bit. We mentioned that Mina Kimes had made a mention of it on their show, NFL Live, talking about how this team does well on in-breakers. Mm-hmm. Utilize that more. And it feels like those are the things that you're seeing. You're seeing those crossers, those slants, mm-hmm. those digs across the formation. And those are giving you opportunities for one, if he's able to mm-hmm. stay in the pocket. Now you're getting guys come through a couple of windows at times as opposed to kind of sitting down and having mm-hmm. to piece out or, you know, find out those spaces in the zone. But then also in the instances where something breaks down or CJ, even if CJ feels uncomfortable, maybe escapes in a pocket too early, he mm-hmm. can move. And you have, as you mentioned, like opportunities for off schedule, right? Mm-hmm. It's off script, but there's also maybe like some of this is post script. If you allow me to take a little bit of poetic liberty, mm-hmm. right? But like that's what I'm saying. Like,
it's off script by design.
So like kind of post script. Yeah. Like, hey, this is not the actual script of what we have, mm-hmm. but you know, if things go wrong, there's an in case of emergency yeah. feel to it, right? Where you have Dalton Schultz, who either if he's working away from where CJ is, he can slow down, and mm-hmm. you have that defender who's been moving in motion. Maybe he does not keep up, and now mm-hmm. you have that guy move away from you, create separation. Or if you have that crosser from across the field, right, there's some of these instances where you're booting. Now that's more of a design. Mm-hmm. And you have a dig coming across. Is that guy going to be able to cover all the way across the field? It's one of the things that actually got Damone Clark mm-hmm. in a negative way in this game, is that you have Trey McBride in front of him. Damone Clark has outside leverage. Trey McBride goes across the field. No. Damone Clark's never catching up.
Yeah.
Those are some things that you got to utilize in this, and they have utilized a lot better. And I think that's made CJ a little bit more comfortable to stay in.
Bingo.
And when he escapes, he's escaping laterally instead of backwards, which has been an issue for him.
You said the thing that I think is most important here. You know, for CJ Stroud, he's sitting back there. Look, see, he's just wired in such a way that he wants to throw the ball downfield. He wants to take shots. He wants to put the ball in between defenders, in the seam, et cetera. But when you're running these hitches, he can't do that. If you give him the opportunity to make these off-script plays, if he has to make them, then all of a sudden he's like, I can work with that. And he has. And you just noticed, I mean, I just said the yards per attempt is almost 8 yards per attempt now. So he's basically saying this whole buy-in, he's buying in because he's like, well, that I can do. You know, if it breaks down, I can do that.
And even if it doesn't break down, I think it makes it so that the stakes aren't as high.
Yeah.
You know, word to De La Soul, like sometimes if you're talking about here's a stick and you've got to hit it at this moment of the route or else the moment's gone, like that is a lot of pressure to be like, I need to hit this at this very moment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes if a guy's coming across, if I don't get that first window, I know that there's a second window coming or there's instances to make additional opportunities. That was one of those things where mm-hmm. watching this game where CJ absolutely did play incredible. There's also like the Dalton Schultz play that I was fawning over yesterday mm-hmm. that we all should be fawning over. He throws it in a keyhole. Before he gets there, there's probably a play to the left side of the field that he could hit before he gets to that place and he escapes out to his right. Mm-hmm. But I think that that's a comfort is like, if I make that first play, cool. Mm-hmm. But if I also don't, there's still plays to be made because it's not about being perfect. It's about being able to make your plays. And as D'Amico Ryan says, finish in this instance in a play, modular play situation rather than the entirety of the game.
Yeah.
But they're giving more opportunities to be successful. And that's what the job is as a coordinator, is not to get the job done in the way that you want. It's ultimately just to get the job done in a way that feels sustainable for this offense. Well, and it feels like they're moving there.
And the other job for a coordinator is to do what's best for your quarterback, especially a franchise quarterback that makes plays like this or can make plays like this. I mean, a lot of credit has to go to Nick Caley, not just for, you know, changing things, but for listening to the other coaches in the room who clearly have helped him with some of these concepts.
But that was the charge. That was the
expectation. Bobby Slowick wouldn't have done that.
No.
Bobby Slowick was my way or the highway.
From what we've heard afterwards, that is a thing that I think we could say, but ultimately, this is the charge. Like, this is you living up to what you sold us on the front end. Because what was the watchword? What were the things that were said frequently? Is that we are going to fit our game plan to our players. Mm-hmm. This is a manifestation of that. I mean, in week 13, 14, 15, but nonetheless, it's coming to fruition.
Yeah.
And we know that the offense isn't required to do a lot. So maximizing what you have, even in the context of just, you know, making sure you protect the football, making sure that you matriculate down the field. You still got to be better in the red zone. And to be fair, I also think that this helps them. This should eventually help them in the red zone, having more concepts across mm-hmm. instead of deep. When the field is only, you know, 20 yards deep, as opposed to having the fullness right. of a 40, 50 yards in front of you, it changes where having all these vertical routes doesn't mm-hmm. make sense. Having routes that go horizontally yeah. should help you get a little better. So, yeah, hopefully this helps them. Obviously, it has to this point. Hopefully, there's still room to grow with it offensively.
Yeah.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Tuesday. Coming up next, let's get to the question of the day inspired by what was a very frustrating finish for the Rockets. Ime Udoka showed that frustration. He kind of went Karen on the refs talking bad about him. So 713-572-4610. What was the most recent, or what was the time that you went full Karen? 713-572-4610. We'll talk about it next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the daytime. Obviously, still licking our wounds maybe from a 128-125 loss to the Denver Nuggets in Denver. One of the things that's really annoying, I mean, if we wanted to go Karen for on the Rockets' behalf, besides just officiating,
mm-hmm.
the Rockets they just started a six-game road trip.
Back-to-backs coming up, too.
Yeah, they got some back-to-backs coming up. That was to be expected after only having two to this point in the season when others have had a number more. The Rockets will go to New Orleans for a game on Thursday. Then they'll be back in Denver mm-hmm. on Saturday. In that time, Denver will have traveled how many miles?
How many?
Zero.
That's weird.
It's
just a weird schedule.
Yeah.
To start the year.
Very, very odd schedule all the way around. I think their next game is Thursday versus the Magic at home. Mm-hmm. Then they'll welcome back the Rockets again. So Saturday, we could do this all over again, but with the Rockets having some miles on their shoulders.
Yeah.
So only God knows what that looks like. And I just was not paying attention that moment. Somebody said that they noticed that the Rockets did not hang around to shake no hands after the game, that they got the hell out of there. That. So I imagine that sets the stage very well for Saturday.
Yeah.
But setting the stage for the segment, when was the time that you went full Karen? Ime Udoka had no time for the refs, and I have a strong feeling that he will be hearing from the league offices very soon. This was Ime after the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Fig. I thought I set you up for it. Yeah, Ime with his thoughts on the OT loss.
Vince, I think, got to be better on defense.
How important was Kevin's defensive effort tonight?
Oh, my bad. That's the other one. Can you give me the officiating? Yeah, because it was really the officiating that was the big thing. He was pretty hard on the team themselves as well.
Well, he was, and we talked about some of the things that they could change, but let's count the different ways that he came at the refs.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, just in general, I think it's poorly officiated game I've seen in a long time. Two have no business being out there, and the crew chief is acting starstruck.
Two.
So you're seeing all kind of inconsistent
Three.
Calls. And I'm sure we should have got a few more ticks.
Four.
What do you say to your team when a game is being called the way that it was tonight?
Keep being who we are. We're not going to adjust to poor officials. So we're going to do what we do, and hopefully they can adjust and call it the right way.
Six times he went at the ref.
If you're going to do it, get your money's worth, right?
He's going to get his money's worth.
If you're going to do it, get your money's worth. He's like, F you cool, F you. In fact, like the players kind of got a little bit of a stray in there too. He's like, everybody can get it. But yeah, that got us thinking, what was the time that you went full Karen?
I brought up the plasma TV story, and I'm going to tell it again here real quick for those who weren't listening when we did the cross. But as I brought it up, I even got upset all over again because it was the damnedest thing. Like, this was an investment. You know, TVs now you can get cheap.
You probably had a few thousand on it. Yeah.
And so this was when plasma TVs were first coming out. I was like, ooh, we're going to save up. We're going to get us a plasma. It's going to be badass. It was about this time of year and ready for bowl games and the whole nine yards. Pull it out of the box, put it on the wall. Turn it on, and there's this big green. I can still see it. This big green line all the way across.
Just dead. Dead pixels. Yeah, but yeah.
It probably was. There's a crack or something in the plasma. Because back then, obviously, plasma.
Right TV, there, you go.
Remember them? And it was all the way across. And I packed it back up, took it back to Best Buy, and the dude. Well, the first dude, and then I got to the manager. I was in it. I was in it for about 30 minutes, man. 20, 30 minutes.
That's something too.
Just torch because he goes, oh, can't exchange it. That's either, you know, you did something when you unpacked it, and I was full care.
Or a manufacturer.
Or a manufacturer thing when they packed it, you're going to have to send it back. I forget if it was a Samsung or a Sony, whatever. You know, send it back. I said, nope, I need a TV right now. To the point where I even said two things that I remember very vividly. I'm not leaving this store without a new TV. And the second thing I did when he said it's either you or the manufacturer, I said, were you there? I said, were you there when I unpacked this?
Oh, yeah. You were laying it on thick. All right, so you ultimately got the TV figured out. Your Karen-ing worked. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. You said about 30 minutes?
Yeah.
At what point in the 30 minutes did you know you were going to win?
2 minutes in.
Oh, you really?
Yeah, because I don't do that. You guys know me. I'm not.
Sure. No, but
sometimes
you go in like, look, man, this is a losing battle, but I'm doing it nonetheless.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm seeing this out just because of the principle of the matter.
I drew a line in the sand, and I said, I am not leaving without any. And he told me no, you know, about 4 or 5 times. And finally, I just sat on this box of printers that was right next to his desk, and I said, I ain't leaving. I crossed my legs. I ain't leaving.
Going back to the Ime thing, do you feel like this was just Ime like venting, or do you think he laid it on thick in an attempt to hopefully change the way that this team is officiated here soon?
I think it was probably a little of both, right? He definitely literally knew he was getting his money's worth.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, he laid it on.
Like, if I'm going to say this, I want it to resonate. I know I'm going to get fined, so I want it to resonate. So probably a little bit of both.
A point of great shame for me. And I still carry this, not all the time. It's not like just constantly there, but every time I think about it, I'm like, damn, I felt bad about it. But I feel like I probably would have gone to it again. So I was at my mom's house. At this point, she was living out basically Barker Cypress area over there. And it was a weekday. I remember this particularly. I can't remember exactly what weekday. I'm guessing a Thursday, if memory serves. And the reason why that's important is because one of the neighbors had a party out on the front lawn.
Here we go.
And it was like, you know, they had the tent. Like, they was doing it up big. And I was like, all right, cool, man. Do your party. 10, 11, 12. I'm like, I get it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Have your party. 1, 2. What are we doing?
That's too much.
3 o'clock.
Let me
get this phone.
No, you're right.
Yeah,
you're
we
right.
called. We called them people.
Yeah.
We called the authorities. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I have never felt like more of a narc. Except
no, 3 o'clock.
Hey man, it's 3 and it's a weekday. Like, yeah, if it's a Friday, I'm gonna deal with it, man.
Not even a 3 o'clock.
I was like, we doing a lot here, man. And I'm like, music. It's not just people out there talking.
Yeah,
music going. I'm like, it's a neighborhood, man. But I felt bad. I'm like, I had prided myself on being able to, like, you know, deal with your neighbors to some degree. I was like, hey, man, it's 3 a.m. I'm not even coming out here and talking to you. I'm calling them people.
Yeah, that the same thing kind of happened to me when I stayed at the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an apartment, too. Like, and it was people downstairs that was just blasting the music. Man, you could smell weed. The weed was seeping through the vents.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, she was about to go to the leasing office and was about to say something. I'm like, man, don't do that. Don't. Because, you know, I don't want to cause no mess.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to know we was the ones that did it. So I'm like, you know what? I got irritated to the point. I'm like, you know what? Just call.
Yeah.
Just make a call. Try to make it anonymous. and leave it at that. But mm-hmm. At that point, when the weed, like we sitting there smelling like weed, mm-hmm. that's how bad it was. I'm like, yeah, I got to say something.
All right, 281 Vindicated here, because I think also some people are you know, getting on the idea that, all right, if you're validated, like Ime, I think, was.
Yeah, Karen doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong.
Right, yeah. Right. But it's like,
you just know, go off.
Raising a stink, doing a lot here. Yeah, yeah. From the 281, is this person vindicated? Justifiably was a Karen yesterday. As I waited in the doctor's exam room for 1 hour and 30 minutes because the doctor forgot about me.
Forgot? You are justified. Yeah. You are justified.
I want to know how you made it a Karen circumstance. Like, no. Were you just sitting there and got mad, or did you say something to them people?
This one is 100% justified. Also from another 281. Went full Karen on my neighbor's yard guys yesterday for blowing all their leaves back to my yard after I raked on Saturday.
That's without question. One.
Without question.
Now, they wouldn't have known that you raked on Saturday. However, I feel like because you said yard guys, I'm guessing like this is a professional service, which that is nasty business. Yeah. Like the idea that we just
they should take them.
Yeah, exactly. Like y'all not bagging these. Even if you don't take them, bag them up, put them on the curb or something. You just pushing these into other people's lawns. Like, I feel like I would not only do that, I go talk to my neighbors like, hey, you might need to get some new people because they're not doing it right.
Another guy texting, Lopez said, I'm leaving here with something.
That's right.
I'm leaving here with something.
Yeah.
Part of me, like I said, I was kind of embarrassed. My wife was walking around like acting like she didn't know me, but I was dug in at that point.
You might as well make a fool of yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Now I was like, well, I'm in now. You know, I'm in now.
Some other ones coming in. Somebody said their mother being from Guyana, one day she had her turn signal on the grocery store parking lot waiting for a spot. You know how this is going. Somebody swoops in and tried to, it took her spot. Mother went on her, I done mixed some things up here. Here we go. Yeah, she told the lady if she didn't move her car, then when she got out of her store, her car would be damaged. She scared the lady so bad the lady moved her car. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing about that is I would not try that in the great city, the great state of Texas, and the great city of Houston. I feel like that could escalate.
I would have been like,
I'm not ready for.
Mm-hmm. A word.
Because you never know what people got under that seat.
How do y'all feel about this? Because you guys have been to my house. We have a driveway, and then we have a gravel cutout in front of my house to park. I've told you to park there a couple times.
Sure.
You know, when you go to watch Manchester United.
Yeah, and that's not fun.
How do you feel about people just parking in that cutout spot? Like from up the street or, you know, a bar or something up the street.
And that's your spot.
It's in front. It's on my property, but it's a cutout. It's a gravel cutout. I haven't said anything. There's because it's been different cars and they just don't know. But if it's the same car that parks there a couple of times in a row, I'm thinking about, you know, hey, leave a note. You know, this is, you know, it's for my kids park when they come visit, you know, how do we feel about that?
I don't like,
I'm not sure.
I understand being mad. I just don't know what the best plan of action is.
Cause it's on the street, but it's cut out into my property. It's gravel. It's a parking spot.
Right. Yeah. Cause my thing is like, usually it's a person who's parked and they're gone. So it's like, you're not going to go and find them and get them to move their car.
Right.
But also, do you want to be the guy that's like, I set out cones because I know people are coming.
See, I'm generally not the Karen other than the plasma TV thing. But it's happened like two or three times in the last month where people just park on my parking spot there where my kids park. So I'm like, should I? Should I not?
See, now the last thing you should do is put up a sign and be like, actually,
this
is
reserved private property.
And see the thing I'd be scared about is they gonna know it's from you.
Yeah,
your house is right there.
Yeah.
So I don't want you to do anything to my car or my property.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of good answers coming in. And you know what? To be fair, on that parking lot, I did not take it into account, 832. Mama's from Houston, too. Yeah. It can get active in that way. That is fair. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us. I'll see if I can maybe sneak a few of those in as we continue on with the program today. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where there's even more news on the Patrick Mahomes front. I am interested, Lopez, if this changes your mind at all. Plus, how did we take in that Thursday night football game? Because it was a sight.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a Thursday night game. I don't know about you. Let's talk about it next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.